This was done on Singtel's own volition.
The three incidents of Singtel disruptions, it was reported by the press that it was totally unrelated. What was the preliminary investigation based on the finding of MDA? And secondly, did MDA or MDDI require the Singtel to do the compensation as what they had done as service recovery, or is purely your own effort? And thirdly, will the service recovery be part of the requirement by IMDA or MDDI for other telcos with similar incidents?
Because investigations are still ongoing, I will not want to prejudge the outcome. We don't rule out entirely that the incidents are related in some way, but the extent of the relations is yet to be firmly established, so it's better to let the investigators complete their work. But it is clear, however, that for now, there is no evidence to suggest that any of the incidents that have been reported were cyber-related. So that part, I think, is clear. As to the question that the member raised about the compensation, this was done on Singtel's own volition. Around the world, if you look at various jurisdictions, we do not know of anyone that require telcos to make compensation for service disruptions. Part of the reason is because in most markets, telecom services are quite competitive, meaning that from the provider's standpoint, there is an interest on their part to maintain goodwill with their customers. And so in this instance, Singtel has decided that the service disruption lasted long enough. It impacted a wide swath of people. There were many of their customers were inconvenienced, and they decided that they would offer a one-time rebate as part of their own service recovery.